Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. We're here live from Pork Fest X, the 2013 edition. Thanks to everybody for coming out to participate in the show with us here tonight. We'll have some interesting folks to talk to, and maybe even you if you have something to say. Be sure to come on up here. But we're going to start things out here with Carla Garrick. She is the president of that Free State Project. And Carla, it's always good to have you on the show. Good evening.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Pork Fest X, when did you arrive?
I got here on Sunday night, and I'm apparently already losing my voice, and it's only Tuesday.
What, have you been shouting or something?
No, you know, I put a woo ban on myself.
A woo ban.
And I only have 20 woos, and I've already spent them all.
So, not exactly a ban. It's just a limit. It's a governor on woos.
I'm trying to be self-reliant and responsible. So
it's a movement about self-government. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Pork Fest X. This is the 10th edition. We've been here for so many, and it's been great to be a part of this. It's the Free State Project's yearly event, where we gather at Rogers Campground in the northern White Mountains of New Hampshire. Can't talk enough about the view here. It's absolutely incredible. But more importantly are the individuals, the people who are here that you can meet. And from what I've seen, Carla, I asked a few times, like every hour last night, because we've always got different people kind of coming in and coming out over the 3 hours we do the show. I've been asking, you know, how many people are here for the first time? And usually it's a majority, like over all the years, it's usually like 60%. It feels like 70 or 80% this year.
I agree, actually. I did Soapbox Idol auditions earlier, and, you know, we started and it was maybe 20 people, and by the end of the hour, there were about 40 people there, and I love asking that because it's nice to know, hey, are we imagining this, or are we actually growing a movement and we have a real community, which, of course, we know we do. But there were 40 people in the room, and I said, hey, how many people are here for the first time? And I would say 90% of that room was first-timers, which...
90%.
Well, you know, I'm a girl and I'm not great at math.
Well, that's why I always say 70 or 80, because I feel like it's more like 80. And you know, I don't know if 90, but it is a lot of new people here this year. And I think that's exciting, because every year there's a whole bunch of new people that come up. And, you know, maybe they can't make it the next year after, but a lot of them will come back a couple years later. And eventually they're going to make the move. I mean, because there's no other liberty-oriented population like there is in New Hampshire. There's nothing else like the Free State Project. There are other groups that are trying to recruit people to their area, but I think there's usually some sort of major fault in their destination, like, you know, being in the South, where there's just so many people. One of the reasons why New Hampshire was chosen as the state for the Free State Project is because of the low population, but also so many other things.
Right. Like we have water and trees.
Well, the political climate here is pretty good as well, with over 400 state representatives. It's easy to get elected. And for libertarian types, that's not normally something that's true. I mean, if you're a libertarian anywhere except for New Hampshire, it's very difficult to get elected.
And, you know, if you come as part of the Free State Project, you can run on a platform where you have a Republican Free Stater on one side and a Democrat Free Stater on the other
side. No joke, so it actually happened.
You know, it's like that's where it's going to start to get really fun.
Right, and that was the most recent election where that happened, and of course a Free Stater won. The Democrat actually won in that particular case. Liberty activists have been elected. They've been arrested
and arrested too.
But have been elected as Republicans and Democrats here. And so I know that there's a lot been going on here at Pork Fest, and we've already, you know, only just begun. This is essentially the second night of a full week. You came here on Sunday.
There are 222 items on
schedule for the whole week.
Yeah, it's but the beauty of it is, you know, like obviously the Free State Project puts on stuff, but then we have Alt Expo, and then we just have a lot of people who take the initiative and bring their own marketing, do their own thing, and just come up with, you know, really fun, creative ways to spread the message.
I know there right now karaoke is supposed to be going on down at the pavilion, which I had a lot of fun running last year.
Yes, so, I hate you for that.
Wait, what? Because I got you to go sing?
Yes. And no one wants to hear that.
You have your woo governor this time, though.
Yes, that's true.
So obviously you said this is kind of like an easy day for you. You're going to be really busy the rest of the week. What did you do today? at Porkfest.
Oh, what did I do today? So I have finally gotten a cabin. So the first thing I did was sleep a lot, which, you know what? It's a working vacation.
That's
so
how I feel
it was
about
my, it was like my little slow day. Mm-hmm. So I had farm fresh eggs and bacon from Bardo Farm. Mm. And then I just walked around, and, you know, the cabin to the freaking pavilion is probably not that far, but it takes me 2 hours to walk it.
Just because you're talking to people.
Yeah,
right?
And people, yeah. You know, and it's a beautiful community, and I'm really trying to meet all the new people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll remember your name starts with a J, but that's as much as I got.
It's so tough.
But it's tough because we're growing, and it's a good problem to have. It's like, wow, there are all these people, and they just keep coming.
Totally. Well, I think that it's such a great event, and every year so many interesting people show up, and, you know, the speeches are one thing, and there sure are a lot of them. I heard people were talking about, there was a presentation, Perry Metzger did the Beyond the Singularity.
I have him scheduled for this evening.
Oh, cool. Did you see his presentation?
Yes, it was earth-shattering.
Oh, wow.
Tell me more.
I'm not kidding you. Well, Perry was talking about the singularity. It's, you know, what is it? When is it going to happen? And, you know, how is our life going to change as a result? And
there's just that one
impressive
problem with the singularity, as I understand it, is that a whole meshing of technology and biology, you mm-hmm. know, when they put the nanobots in us,
yeah.
That part is really far off. And, well, yeah, because no one can understand, can explain to me, that I understand it anyway, biology and technology, those are two things. That's cellular level as well as, like, you know, ones and zeros. And that's a tough leap. I want to take it.
Yeah, sure.
We currently have the technology to, people can move machines with their minds. Like, they can move a robot arm with their mind.
But that's not injecting something into your bloodstream.
I couldn't say where the nanobots are going to figure into this. I mean, really, the question is,
I just hope they make me young soon.
Currently, we have machines that add faster than humans ever possibly can, and we call them calculators, and we sell them for 50 cents a piece at the dollar store. Currently, we have machines that will beat the world's greatest chess player. We have a computer that will beat all of the world's greatest chess players at once.
We have cars
that drive better than people. I mean, and I just don't know what's going to happen. When are computers going to be better than humans at everything?
I don't disagree with anything you're saying. Mm-hmm. I think technology is awesome, and thank God we live in it, because that's how we're going to win.
Right.
And so I'm totally on board with that. I'm just saying there is, like, I've been mm-hmm. reading about this for
sure.
many years, and then I watched the documentary, and whose name I'm not going to remember, but if I had nanobots in me, I would. Mm-hmm. And the whole question, it's just a giant looming question. I'm not saying we as humans can't solve it. We definitely are going to solve it.
When is it going to happen, though?
Right. I don't know.
It's hard to know.
It's kind of like, you know, dog parks. Let's take dog parks, for example.
I'd love
why
to hear you
don't,
talk a second.
Why don't we have a bar and someone selling really awesome $5 finger meals at dog parks? The reason is because the government.
Yeah, regulations.
So we can't even have a drink at a dog park at sundown when you're stuck there for an hour with people. So sometimes I get a little skeptical about, you know, how fast we're going to go.
Agreed. I think that to some extent technology is beyond the government has a great hold on space, on land, on dirt. Governments have been controlling dirt for 9,000 years, about as long as the state's been in existence. However, they haven't been controlling this new thing like virtual space, and they don't have much control over it at all. The best thing they can do is throw an army pirate that gets too much information off to the media in jail. That's about the most intrusive they've been on it.
Which, you know, so yay bitcoins, right?
Yeah,
that's where these things start. This is how we set ourselves free, as we build systems that are mm-hmm. external to that narrative. We create a new one. And I mean, I think we're on the cusp, technologically speaking, of the last boom in Silicon Valley, and it's going to be anonymous software transfers that can't tell what you're sending where, and they can't tell how you're paying for it. And then we are free, because then we have a free market.
And I think having the concentration of activists in a geographic area is also very helpful, because it makes it a lot harder for them to pick on you when you've got people who are willing to back you up. So 855, 450, free. Do you want to stay for another segment, Carla?
I don't think anyone wants that.
I would love to have you if you've got the time.
Right.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us here as we're live from Porkfest X.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Mouskopf. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Mouskopf's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast, and it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-543-4186. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-543-4186. Or go to MigralaxRelief.com. MigralaxRelief.com. Or call 800-543-4186.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you would like at 855-450-FREE. Even though we're here live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, 10th edition at Rogers Campground, it's a fantastic time thus far. Seems like an even bigger crowd than last year already, if early indicators are anything to consider, and I think they are. Sunday night, the crew at the pavilion that was serving up food for just a few hours, I think they opened at like 6, they did four times the business they they did on the Sunday previous. So that's pretty exciting. And who knows what the final count's going to be. I don't know. Carla is with us, the president of the Free State Project. You probably aren't connected to these details because you're not actually running the event. Have you heard any rumors about how many people have kind of checked in so far?
Well, so historically, about 3 years ago, we sold 680 tickets.
Total for the whole week.
That we pre-sold, and then we had about 500 walk-ins. And then it went up to 860.
Mm-hmm.
With about 500 walk-ins.
Wow.
And this year we broke like 1,100 in pre-sold tickets, and we're not giving freebies like we used to in the old days.
Yep.
And we're expecting about 500, if not more. I'm hoping, you know, we get some local stories out and some of the locals come over on Saturday and come meet us.
Pretty exciting. We're going to continue with more Porkfest coverage and also, of course, take your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
I've been taking a weight loss supplement that's really been working for me. It's called Axia 30. And when I started taking it, I had no expectation that it was going to be successful. I mean, I've heard all kinds of weight loss scams out there, but I was taking it and then hopped on the scale after about 3 weeks and wasn't really paying attention. I'm like, wow, my weight's gone down. And I've lost, over the course of about 6 weeks, about 5 pounds. So maybe it'll work for you. And if it doesn't, that's fine. Axia 30 has a full 3-month money back guarantee. So you're not taking any chances here. If you don't lose weight, you get your money back. All you have to do is give them a call, the same number, 800-543-6613. It's 800-543-6613. If you call now, you get a free month of Axia 30. All you have to do is order now. It's 800-543-6613 for Axia 30.
We are here at Porkfest X. It's going on all week, Lancaster, New Hampshire, at Rogers Campground. If you can get up to northern New England in Lancaster, New Hampshire, if you can get here by the weekend, make the trip. Because you won't be disappointed. If you love liberty, that is, and if you like meeting over 1,000 other people who also feel like you do. And hopefully a lot of these people are going to make the move and join up the Free State Project. This is kind of one of the yearly attractions to New Hampshire that, you know, really brings a lot of people around to see what it's like to live in a community of people who believe as you do. I mean, wouldn't it be great, Carla, the president of the Free State Project, if we could have Porkfest all year and, like, that was just life?
Well, I think for a lot of movers, that's kind of how it is. I mean, it's certainly more so than, you know, where you were back in Florida or me in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, our day-to-day is a more liberated way of living than for other people. Porkfest is great. We have a Liberty Forum. I think ultimately our goal should be to just have a lot of events. You know, we have Keenvention coming up in November.
Right.
And, just have more events, just attract more people and make the events fun. Do an all-day music event. Let's throw an investor conference. Let's, you know, like, there's so much potential because New Hampshire's biggest industry or second biggest industry is tourism. And it's like, let's just start bringing the right kind of tourists. And then most of them will want to leave.
Yeah,
and then,
exactly.
You know, we've created that community.
Yeah, I've met at least one person thus far who does not want to leave. I mean, he came here, he'd waited 5 years to get here, and now he doesn't want to go back. So that happens almost every year. That somebody will stick around.
Yeah, somebody will just say, oh, I can figure it out, and they'll stay.
Yeah.
I mean, I recommend that people, that's great, you know, and do it. But I also recommend people get
it's not
going to
happen if you have your own business and, you know, family and cars and houses and stuff.
Someone said a really smart thing to me last night. They suggested that for people who do have businesses out of state, that they start to open, like, a second business here.
Sure.
So they start a franchise that's New Hampshire-based. It's a second business, and we hire Free Staters here. And, you know, there are really ways within a voluntary society to start to create free markets and free market opportunities. And I think New Hampshire, not only with the civil disobedience or using the system, there should be a way where we should be looking at business opportunities and how do we build, you know, the Disney World up here where people want to come and just spend their money, and people want to come and have a prosperous and peaceful life.
I think that one of the best things that could be done would be to roll back the state, right? I mean, the more you can roll back the state, the more attractive New Hampshire will be to all the businesses that want to leave places like Connecticut or, you know, I heard there was some gun manufacturer that was leaving Connecticut and
Magpul,
coming to New Hampshire. Is that right?
Magpul and Beretta were both looking. I don't know if they've decided, but that would have been like a great sort of grassroots thing, as if everyone just wrote them letters and they're like, you should come here.
That's
you
an
know?
Idea. Sure.
And I know the entire Connecticut River actually was known as Gun Valley, and all the gun manufacturers from the olden days were on that river. And so, you know, if we can poach the guys from Connecticut, we still got the river coming up to our valley.
Yeah, absolutely. And so all of these things will become more possible as more people come here. We've got over 14,000 people signed up now for the Free State Project. Over 1,100 people are already here. And you know, what's next, Carla? I mean, what do you think the ETA is? When are we going to cross that 20,000 threshold? What's your goal for that?
Well, so I'm hoping we're going to do it by 2015. If we do nothing, which is not hard when you're a volunteer organization, so everyone's just kind of plodding along, we'll do it by 2018, which is not such a long time. But I feel like we have momentum now.
Yeah.
I think the time is right.
We had 30 signers yesterday right here at the
Yeah, 37, actually, when I just stopped by.
What is this, the ambassador table?
No, actually, they're doing
the registration.
They're doing it at registration
now.
Oh, wow. A better idea.
Smart.
At the Welcome Center. Thank you, Mike and Vanessa Vine. That sounds way better than come register. Welcome.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, so I think we're
2015 to 2018.
Yeah, so we're on the cusp. I want to trigger the move by 2015. There's no reason we can't. Mm-hmm. We're at a tipping point. You can see it from the amount of people at Porkfest. You can see it with everyone going out and talking to their friends and really confronting these issues. Civil disobedience in some ways is like, okay, let's go up against the state. But you can talk to your friends and just keep pushing and help them to kind of take that red pill. And some won't. But, you know, if we can get more people thinking about these things, they can go to the internet, they can get information, they can get answers, and that's the way we smash the state.
Yeah, and the state keeps helping us, too, by doing things like suing the Robin Hooders and generating millions of dollars in free publicity for the Free State Project. I mean, every radio interview I've had about Robin Hooding, you know, when they ask the question, how did this get started, my answer is, well, Lauren Canario, who's one of the early movers for the Free State Project,
inspired me with you to move.
Started it in 2009, mm-hmm. and then, you know, mentioning the Free State Project gives me the chance to talk more about the Free State Project, and then mm-hmm. talk a little bit more about Robin Hooding after that. But, you know, I mean, we've had so much great coverage. Good Morning America covered the Robin Hooding thing. I mean, it was all over international headlines, and all because, you know, we did the right thing and helped some people get saved from parking tickets.
Well, and I think that's the best kind of civil disobedience is when you
it's actually not civil disobedience.
It's the same thing like filming cops. I was like, I thought I was badass, but then I found out, oh no, actually everything I was doing was perfectly legal. They just didn't understand that.
Well, your case is still working. Yeah. You've got a civil case against the police for taking your rights away.
But you just got a settlement, right?
Yes, I did. $5,000 from the town of Palmer, so it'll be interesting to see how yours pans out.
It's not great that taxpayers are basically getting pilfered to give you that settlement.
It is great. Because until taxpayers start to say, this is not enough, this is not great, I don't want to be part of the system, we're going to be screwed. So taxpayers, rise up.
Yeah, I mean, all the taxpayers have to do is I agree, rise up and stop paying their taxes, and then they won't get screwed. Hey, thanks for coming on the show tonight, Carla Garrick from the Free State Project. She's the president. She's the Queen Quill, as it's been called. We'll be walking about and meeting you if you're here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. 855-450-FREEZE, toll free. You call us. We'll talk to you about anything.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled EZARMOR.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy. Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here at Port Fest X, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It is brought to you by the Free State Project. And if you aren't here, well, if you can make it this year, definitely you should. Oh my goodness! I don't know what that was.
On there?
I think that was GCN. It's gone now. All right, go ahead. Sorry,
I went and looked around for old friends first, found a couple, then came back up here.
Mm-hmm.
And
how's it looking? I mean, you've been to the previous years. I mean, any initial impressions?
It just about seems on par with what I've been to before, but I've never been on a Tuesday before.
Yeah. That's the thing, is this is more like a Thursday.
I think you're right about that, yeah.
You kind of have to know something about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is a freedom-oriented event, camping event up here in the North Country in New Hampshire. But this event's been growing. People have called it the Burning Man of the Liberty community, and there are certainly some parallels. And it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger all the time. We're wondering if we're going to hit 2,000 people at this event.
We will find out. More coming up from Port Fest in moments.
Currently, the biggest liberty-oriented event of the year is Freedom Fest. It's out in Las Vegas, and this year it's going to include speakers like John Stossel, Grover Norquist, Rand Paul, Steve Forbes, Art Laffer, and a whole bunch of others. And now the venue's changed. It is currently at Planet Hollywood, right on the Strip, July 10th through the 13th. In Las Vegas, there's nothing like Freedom Fest. It's huge. It's held in Vegas. There's nothing like Vegas either. You can get your tickets and hotel rooms now, because if you don't, you might not get your hotel room at the venue, and that would be disappointing. They're booking very quickly. I'll be there representing Free Talk Live and doing the interviews and that kind of thing. It's an event you do not want to miss. Go to freedomfest.com. Get registered now, freedomfest.com.
Art Laffer is a part of he's a part of history.
Indeed he is.
He showed
he's not a bad speaker either. I've seen him before.
I've heard him on the radio. Does he have a show? Maybe I just heard him as a guest.
No, guest. Yeah, he's great. He's compelling and very interesting. Got some great stories.
I'm looking at the schedule here, by the way, for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and today it's just even busier than it was yesterday. Yesterday there was plenty to do. Today there's three full pages of itinerary. I mean, there you could get up bright and early and go see John Bush do Rise Up Radio. Ernie Hancock after that would declare your independence. They've had a paracord survival bracelet class today, face painting for the kids, religion and liberty discussion with two of our favorites, Dobby Barker and Daryl Perry. I wanted to see it, but I
didn't even roll out of bed at that time.
Canning seminar, austere medicine. I was getting ready to go to bed at that time.
Oh,
austere medicine.
Jeez.
Yoga, barefoot running clinic. I don't know how good of an idea a barefoot running clinic is.
Apparently, it's a very good idea for some people.
Yeah, I would worry I'd like step on a rusty nail or something like that.
I'm worried
the reason why people wear shoes. I don't get that one.
There's a reason why some of these illicit substances are handed out very rarely. I mean, you know, I'm worried you're going to break your mind staying up as late as you are, and God knows.
Actually, I went to bed last night at 11 o'clock.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Are you two gentlemen familiar with parkour?
Yeah, that's where people like jump all around.
They jump
and
on the buildings.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I beginning to create my own parkour course in Keene.
Really?
But it just seemed like something that maybe I should start some kind of Porcupine Freedom Fest parkour.
You can run up trees?
Yeah, run up trees and run around like a gorilla. They do sort of that a little bit, too.
Have you seen the parkour dog?
No.
Oh, it's so cool.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what his name is, but I'm sure you could look it up on YouTube. Though not if you're here at Portfest, because the internet's not so hot. Although I hear that there's a Bitcoin-only internet access point on the campground.
That's correct.
And I can actually, it wasn't coming in this room previously, but it is now. And I'm told that is very, very fast. So maybe you could watch some videos. Anyway, let's go to the phones here. Mark, who do we have?
Got Dave in Youngstown. Youngstown.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, hey.
Welcome.
I wish I was up there with you guys. This just came across the wires, though. I wouldn't have heard it if I had been up there. I'll just read the first paragraph or so for you, and you can make of it what you will. Google filed a court petition Tuesday demanding it be allowed to share information about government surveillance programs with the public. In a First Amendment plea lodged with a secretive U.S. Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, Google asked that the court let it disclose the scope of the newly discovered PRISM program. Google also asked for the ability to share
PRISM,
the number. Hello?
Sorry, I thought you said prison, not PRISM.
No,
all right.
PRISM, yeah. Google also asked for the ability to share the number of user accounts associated with those secret data requests. The company argued that a gag order barring such disclosure is a violation of its right to free speech.
Great.
So
yeah,
there
I don't
you
know.
Have it, and
go
I'll let
get
you guys discover it.
Hey, thanks for sharing that tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Thoughts?
I heard a little something about that. Not much at all. Not even worth discussing. But I don't think necessarily that Google is the only one. I think Facebook and Mac might also be.
Facebook's in on the lawsuit, you mean?
Facebook is either in on the lawsuit or doing their own thing. But I think a lot of people are kind of tripping over themselves to try and establish some credibility, some privacy credibility.
That's
now
good.
That the cat's out of the bag.
Well, hey, I mean, whatever it takes
right.
for these guys to step up their game, I think that's great news. So you're welcome to share your thoughts, should you like. I actually had a story that was related about Edward Snowden. Apparently, because, you know, I'd been wondering over the last few days what happened to the guy. The last I had heard was he disappeared from his hotel.
Right.
Right. Honestly, I hadn't really been following the story closely, especially getting ready and packed up and driving to Porkfest. Pretty much occupied most of my time this weekend. And he's popped up again.
Yeah, he did a chat.
Right. Have you seen this?
I've seen some of it.
So I have the story from The Guardian. He did a live chat with Guardian readers. Now, Edward Snowden, What is who is he, for those maybe just tuning in?
He's a whistleblower, NSA. He's a Ron Paul supporter. He decided that he wanted to see whether Barack Obama was going to provide a little hope, change, clarity, and
transparency.
You know, transparency and democracy to the American government. Decided that that wasn't happening, and he's absolutely right, and released some information. None of this information can be pointed to endangering any lives, any service people. So it kind of snuffs the excuse that all the big government patriot types have about, oh my goodness, there's people going to die if we tell the truth. If we have an open government where we the people actually know what the heck we're talking about when we vote for these liars and criminals and killers, then we it'd be anarchy. I mean, I don't even get the circular logic that goes into it. But that's what happened.
In a live chat with Guardian readers, NSA whistleblower says, U.S. leaders cannot cover this up by jailing or murdering me. This NSA whistleblower, Edward Snowden, has warned that the truth about the extent of surveillance carried out by U.S. authorities would emerge even if he was eventually silenced. In a live Q&A with Guardian readers from a secret location in Hong Kong, Snowden hinted at more...
He's not in Hong Kong anymore. Come on.
If he's smart, he's not in Hong Kong anymore. Snowden hinted at more disclosures to come and that their publication could not be prevented by his arrest or, more chillingly, his death. Answering a question about whether he had more secret material, the 29-year-old former NSA contractor wrote, "All I can say right now is the U.S. government is not going to be able to cover this up by jailing or murdering me. Truth is coming, and it cannot be stopped." Snowden, who is hiding in a safe house in Hong Kong, where he remains free despite admitting to the biggest leak of U.S. secrets in a generation, spent nearly 2 hours taking questions on the Guardian website. He discussed issues ranging from why he picked a Chinese-controlled territory as his hideout to his specific concerns about the Obama administration. He also clarified questions about his salary at Volt's Booz Allen Hamilton and the extent of access he had as a contractor for the NSA. With opinion in the U.S. divided between those who see him as a traitor and those who view him as a hero, Snowden said he fled the country because he didn't believe he had a chance at a fair trial.
Well, he is a traitor. And he is a hero. The fact is if you do anything to stand in the way of the government of the United States of America, you're a traitor. I mean, the government has motives, and those motives are to control your life.
Well, I guess I don't know what the definition of a traitor is. Like, here in New Hampshire, we have Article 10, which is the right to revolution. So, I mean, if you're engaged in revolution, then by that, wouldn't that be constitutional action?
Sorry, all those rhetorical pieces in the governing documents, they don't matter anymore.
That much is true. 855 450 free. We'll continue with more from Edward Snowden's chat. And also happy to take your calls. We're live from PorkFest X. 855 450 free. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. Scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibes. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features and corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. Scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can take control here toll free at 855-453. That number is brought to you by Cycle CAI. We're here at Porcupine Freedom Festival X. The 2013 edition has been going on for 10 years now, and I'm grateful that we've been involved for several. Ever since 2007, we've been here. And Johnny Ray is with us here tonight. We're going to continue more about Edward Snowden's chat here. He has come out. He's in hiding at the moment in Hong Kong. We'll continue that here in moments.
By the way, you're speaking of SACL CAI, which brings us our phone lines. One of the hosts of the School Sucks Project is
Jason Osborne,
the guy who owns SACL CAI.
That's right.
Yeah,
he's hanging out here.
SchoolSucksProject.com is the endeavor. They've got a YouTube channel, a web community. They promote real education and deconstruct state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, better communication strategies. You can go to SchoolSucksProject.com, and you can register for an account there, participate in the forums, whatever you want, suggest show topics, and access years of archives. It's SchoolSucksProject.com.
And, yeah, when I mentioned when I got here, I walked down into the bowl looking for old friends. Jason Osborne was down there singing some karaoke.
Awesome. Yep. Was it Green Day?
I can't remember.
He loves to sing Green Day. Karaoke is going on right now, but there's so many other things happening here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We can tell you more about what went on today here in a little bit, but we're talking about Edward Snowden, who has kind of come back out. He has resurfaced to some extent, although he's in hiding, apparently, some sort of safe house in Hong Kong, allegedly. Now, The Guardian has the story. He did a chat with some of their users recently, and he was talking about why he fled the U.S. He wanted to get out because he doesn't think he's got a chance of a fair trial, and he's probably absolutely right about that. The U.S. government, he said during the chat, just as they did with other whistleblowers, immediately and predictably destroyed any possibility of a fair trial at home, openly declaring me guilty of treason, and that the disclosure of secret, criminal, and even unconstitutional acts is an unforgivable crime. That's not justice, and it would be foolish to volunteer yourself to it. You can do more if you can do more good outside of prison than in it.
Yeah, and really ask yourself this: if if you were Edward Snowden, people say, oh, he went to Hong Kong, the Red Chinese, you know, tossing out the...
Hong Kong, the freest place in the world, from
right,
what I understand.
Right, according to the Heritage Foundation, a conservative organization.
According to the Fraser Institute.
And the Fraser
as well.
Institute, a different kind of organization there. They both of those charts, Hong Kong comes in many ways more free than any other place in the world. And yeah, the Red Chinese certainly have evolved to some extent from communism, but if you call the United States government anything but socialist, I'd be interested in having a conversation with you.
Yeah, what's the difference between the Red Chinese and the Red American?
Indeed.
Well, I think that on the mainland in China, there's certainly, human rights issues. Not that there aren't in the United States, but the United States comes up higher on economic freedom charts, which are very quantifiable, much higher than China does. But China's moving up, and the United States is moving down.
Okay. Yeah, well, I don't know where China is on those charts.
But you see, the people that are upset with Snowden will muddy the water, turn the water red with the Chinese, as though the Chinese have much to do with Hong Kong. The Chinese know better than to take a place that, is the center of commerce in Southeast Asia and kill it off.
They don't want to kill the golden goose.
Unlike your local bureaucrats in the town you live in, which want nothing better than to kill off local commerce.
So, according to Snowden, Snowden, whose leaked documents open a debate about the balance between intrusive government surveillance versus security, does not regard himself as having committed a crime, but instead as the person exposing alleged criminality on the part of the Obama administration. In the Q&A session, he said that he'd initially been encouraged by the public response. However, quote, unfortunately, the mainstream media now seems far more interested in what I said when I was 17. Does anybody know what he's referring
right,
to?
Right, I think that he dropped his trowel on like a webcam or something like that. Not even like full on. I think
who hasn't?
His underpants or something. I mean, it's just being silly. I mean, really? Barack Obama snorted coke. What did this guy possibly do that's worth? I mean, this guy's done what he's done on camera? Nothing. Compared to the most powerful person in the world. Please, you people voted for Barack Obama, who, snorted coke. George Bush, who did the same. These people have ordered the deaths of thousands, tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people.
Right, and I love how something that someone did when they were, 29 years old? So over a decade ago, is supposed to be relevant to who he is today. I'm sorry, I'm not even near the same human being that I was when I was 17 years old.
No
not
kidding.
Even close. So I wish more people,
people
have that perspective?
It's such a cop-out. It's like, I don't want to think about this issue.
Right.
Let's talk about underpants.
Wait, and
really?
Apparently they're also talking about what his girlfriend looks like, as he points out, rather than, say, the largest program of suspicionless surveillance in human history.
What do they say about that? I don't know.
She's kind of hot.
Okay, great. I mean, no doubt.
Snowden emphatically denied speculation that he'd cut a deal with the Chinese government, giving them classified documents in exchange for providing him with the eventual safe haven. In the most colorful quote of the interview, he said, quote, ask yourself, if I were a Chinese spy, why wouldn't I have flown directly into Beijing? I could be living in a palace petting a phoenix by now. He claimed that he had not revealed documents about U.S. operations regarding legitimate military targets. Snowden said he'd focused instead on operations that targeted civilian infrastructure, universities, hospitals, and private businesses. He said that these nakedly, aggressively criminal acts are wrong no matter the target. Congress hasn't declared war on the countries. The majority of them are our allies, but without asking for public permission, NSA is running network operations against them that affect millions of innocent people. He spent a decade, by the way, working with various defense contractors on secondment to the CIA and the NSA as a communication specialist, and reiterated that he delayed going public because of his hope that Barack Obama's election would mark a sea change, but he had ended up disillusioned. And this is one of the best things about the fact that the government continues to spiral down into tyranny, is that as more people pay attention to what's going on, they're going to figure out the scam. Like, he thought Barack Obama talked a lot about change and hope, talked about shutting down Guantanamo, talked about ending the war, that kind of thing, and it didn't pan out. And people that are paying attention and not just listening to the people who are making excuses and apologizing for Obama or Bush or, Clinton or whoever.
There are a lot of disenchanted Obama voters out there.
Yeah.
And, mostly what voting is picking the least bad politician. And... it's a sad, sad choice that we have In the United States. So I can understand why people pick whichever the D's or the R's, whichever one is their favorite. But people are getting more and more disillusioned. The customer service aspect of the government is terrible. It's always been terrible. But now we have the internet, and communication is really changing the way people understand. If this guy would have come out in, you know, the 70s, like Ellsberg did, it isn't as big of a news piece. And now everybody seems to know about it, and they know much more about it. They can see what was leaked.
Absolutely. And so the more the government continues to crack down, the more they destroy their own legitimacy. There's really nothing they can do right, because they don't know how to back down. The government people, they just don't seem to figure this one out. Whenever they're put in a situation where they could just kind of leave something alone, in a lot of cases they keep pushing, they keep, you know, destroying people's freedom, they keep pushing the envelope of, intrusiveness and oppression, and it only does good things for the liberty movement. I hate to see it happen, and I don't like to see people get their lives caught up and be destroyed by the system. I don't relish that, but I do know what the positive side of it is, and that is that more people will get a clue. You know, they'll come to realize that, hey, maybe this whole government thing that, you know, they've been told about, or the state, isn't such a wonderful idea after all.
Yeah, and what's unsurprising to me but unsettling all the same is the NSA's response and the U.S. government's response. They have no intention of stopping these programs or slowing them down at all. The only discussion for them right now is how badly should Snowden be punished.
Right. There's none of this, oh, well, we're sorry we overstepped our bounds or anything like that. They are certain that they're completely within their rights to look at all of your communications. They know that. Why do they know that? Look, I know I'm completely within my rights to take my pigs to the slaughterhouse in 5 months. Because I own them, body, bodily. I own those pigs. And that's what you are. You are tax cattle to government agents. They understand how the system works. They're tax cattle to themselves, too. These people tax themselves. But they own the apparatus. They own whatever. They own the electric cattle prod.
Well, you're tax cattle for as long as you want to be. And ultimately, you get to choose to break through the fence. If you want to escape the plantation mentally, you can do that. You can't physically escape the plantation, because everywhere you go is a plantation. You know, you go to some other country.
You can't escape the plantation, but you can see what it is for what it is.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You can mentally escape it.
And you can escape, but it might cost you your life.
That's true. Well, nothing is without risk in this life, and nothing worth doing is easy. So if you want to just enjoy grazing on the plantation and giving 50%, 70%, or whatever percent of the money that you earn in the progress of living your life to these people who then use it to murder people, then you're free to do that, and they'll continue to give you a comfortable place to stay with nice television shows to watch and sporting events. But when you're ready to actually try freedom and live your life how you want to, there is some risk involved. More coming up. Hour 2's next. Free Talk Live.
Online Bitcoin Poker at SealedWithClubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at SealedWithClubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at SealedWithClubs.eu. No seals for harm in the making of this advertisement.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.